This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Hey, it's big news for seven WHL players this week named to Canada's World Junior Team after a three-day selection camp. We'll have more on that. 15 WHLers have been named to the Sherwin-Williams NHL-CHL Top Prospects game. We'll hear from two of those named, Lethbridge Hurricanes goaltender Stuart Skinner, Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass. World Juniors are an international affair for the WHL. Kamloops Blazer and WHL rookie scoring leader Rudolf Spall serves a play for Latvia, while Kelowna Rockets forward and WHL Player of the Week Calvin Turcotte will play for Switzerland. We'll hear from both later. First up, seven WHL players have made Canada's World Junior roster for the first time since 2009. Both goaltenders will be from the WHL. Carter Hart of the Everett Silvertips and Connor Ingram of the Kamloops Blazers. On defense, Cale Clegg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and Calgary Hitman Jake Bean, Noah Juelson of the Everett Silvertips. Up front, two forwards, Matthew Barzell returns from the Seattle Thunderbirds and Dylan Dubé of the Kelowna Rockets. Canada set to open up the tournament Boxing Day against Russia in Toronto.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL will have 20 players attend international World Junior Selection Camps. Kelowna Rockets forward Calvin Turcotte. He'll play for Switzerland for a second year in a row. Regan Bartel caught up with the Swiss forward, who's also the WHL Player of the Week.
Calvin Turcotte, your second appearance at the World Junior Hockey Championship. Tell me about last year's experience for you, and how much fun was it?
I wasn't part of the top two lines last year. I had to go in as an underdog, work myself into the lineup, and play the role of defending and taking my opportunities in front. If I score, nice. If just not get scored on.
Is it hard to come together like that and to play as a team when you're very unfamiliar with a lot of the players? Or did you know a lot of the players from, let's say, years gone by?
I know how most of the players play because I used to play against them when I'm back in Switzerland. I used to play with a couple. And over the years, we always had national team tournaments, and I used to play with a couple of them. So you get used to them, but everybody changes, so we have 2 weeks before the tournament to get used to each other and learn how to play as a team.
Yeah, does Team Switzerland, do they play a North American style? We used to always see European teams play a certain different style than what you'd see in North America.
Yeah, I think everybody's trying to play a similar style. Our goal is to, this year, to at least make the quarterfinals, that's for sure, and then see how it goes from there. But I think we just have to play our game, play our strategies that the coach wants, and that's how we get success.
Last year, not a lot of success at the World Juniors. Tell me where your country placed, and was it a bit of a disappointment?
Yeah, it was kind of a big disappointment that we didn't make the quarterfinals. We lost against Denmark in our last game that decided if we go to a relegation round or we make the quarterfinals, and we lost 3-1. We were up 1-0 after the first period, and then we thought we won the game already, and they came back and whooped their ass pretty much.
At least you're calling a spade a spade. The experience, though, in Helsinki last year at the World Juniors, what's it like? Does it go by quickly? What are some of the good things about it and some of the tough things about it?
The tough things about it are you play 4 games in 5 nights, and it's way higher level than the WHL. I can say that from experience. And you just have to play to the best of your abilities every night. You have to show up. You don't have a second chance, pretty much.
Who do you want to beat the most? Canada, the U.S., Russia? Who would Switzerland's arch rival be?
We don't play those three in our group. So we're just going to focus on our group, and we'll see how we do against all the other teams, like the big nations, Finland, Sweden, Czech Republic. But I'm positive that we can steal some points from those two.
Enjoy your time at the World Junior Hockey Championship. Play well, and I know you'll make the Kelowna Rocket organization proud.
Thanks.
Calvin Turcotte again will play for Switzerland at the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championship.
WHL's leading rookie scorer, Rudolf Spalsers of the Kamloops Blazers, will play for Latvia in what is a powerhouse Group B in Toronto. Latvia, you're about to represent your country on the big stage at World Juniors. You've represented your country before, but never at an event like this. And we were chatting a couple weeks ago, and you said this tournament, this World Junior event, has always been a big one in your mind for years ahead.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's gonna be huge, and I'm really excited now to go and help my country, and hopefully we can have a good tournament. And just getting really excited here now.
Think about it. You're in the same pool as Canada and the U.S. and Russia, so that's a powerhouse group. How does Latvia fit into that mix, and how do you guys, you know, find your way to try to make the quarterfinals?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're gonna be the underdogs in probably every single game out there. But like I said before, you know, when you go to tournaments like this, you never know, because there's been smaller countries like Denmark last year that had a pretty good year, made the quarterfinals, and yeah, so I mean, we can go and beat one of them, and suddenly we're in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Against Canada, ACC in Toronto. Have you thought about that moment, what that could be like in front of maybe 19, 20,000 people, you guys being the only ones on the island there, and the rest of the nation, and the building here really behind Canada? What will that be like?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to think about it before you haven't seen anything, so it's probably going to be crazy out there, so kind of got to give you a little pump out there. But I mean, there's gonna be a lot of nervous guys out there, so we just gotta get over it and try to play our game.
Can you guys pull off the big massive upset in that that big game, you think? I know you've had some history there against Canada at the U18s.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, coaches are putting together stuff, and we're really focusing on to kind of try to stop them, because obviously it's a offensive machine, you could say, right? And I hope we're going to get some lucky bounces in there and, like, just try to push back, you know.
Well, what a great event for you and your nation here, Rudy, as you take off here, leaving the Blazers for the World Junior Hockey Championships and one of the top rookie scorers here in the league. Good luck there at World Juniors. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The Sherwin-Williams NHL-CHL Top Prospects game will feature 15 players from the WHL January 30th in Quebec City. Goaltender Stuart Skinner of the Lethbridge Hurricanes will be there. And Dustin Forbes has more with a 6'4" puck stopper.
Let's start off with the most recent news. On Wednesday, named the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. What does that honor mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot. It's a really good feeling getting picked to go to such a great place. I mean, you get seen at the top prospects game, and I mean, it's a big opportunity for all the players that go there and for the players that have been there and are going to be going there. I mean, it's a great opportunity for all of us, and I'm really excited to get going.
How'd you find out the news that you were named?
Peter Anholt, GM, called me the day before and said, hey, congratulations, you got picked for the top 40 prospects game. Really happy for you, and like he was really happy that I got named. So I mean, I knew, and I kind of kept it quiet for the next couple of days. It was kind of hard because I wanted to tell somebody, but I mean, it was exciting news. And then you know, all the boys found out yesterday, and they congratulated me. It was a pretty cool feeling.
When you look at the roster that is going to take part in it at the end of January in Quebec City, and you look at the players that have participated in this event in years past, does it kind of make you feel kind of surreal with the opportunity?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, it's almost a little nerve-wracking because, I mean, like, it's such a big game, kind of, like, you as you see it. And I mean, the players that have been there, I mean, they're great players, obviously. I mean, a lot of top prospects, right? I mean, it's a top prospects game, but I mean, so it's a little nerve-wracking, but I think it's going to go well, and I'm really excited to go there.
You've been named to Team Cherry. What do you think that's going to be like, having Don Cherry give you the prep talk before the game?
Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool. I'm excited to meet him, and I mean, that's pretty cool to play for him and see him on the bench when I'm on the ice. I mean, it's going to be a really cool feeling meeting him. It'll be kind of a dream come true. I mean, I've been watching him since I was a little kid, right? So, I mean, it's really cool.
It is the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. It is for draft-eligible players. It is your draft year. Talk about your draft year so far. Assess your play to this point and how you feel you've played.
I feel I've been playing well. Obviously, I want to keep on getting better and keep on improving as the days go by. I mean, the draft year, it's a big year, but I'm trying not to put too much in my head. I'm trying to kind of keep even keel and trying to just play my game so that when draft day comes, hopefully my name gets picked. So far this year, it's been a little tough. I've been going through a little adversity, but getting through it, we've, me and my team, we've been kind of turning it around here and been getting a little heater lately. So, I just hope that we keep it going.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Portland Winterhawks' Cody Glass is having a strong sophomore season. He'll also play in that game. A voice of the Hawks, Todd Vrooman, sat down with him.
First of all, what does it feel for you to get an honor like that?
I think it's an awesome feeling. Obviously, going into my draft year, it's going to be huge. So, me and Henry get the chance to go represent our team, so it'll be fun.
You mentioned Henry Jokiharju also getting a chance to go there. So is that going to be something where you'll be able to lean on each other a little bit on this trip?
I think it'll be fun. But me and him are on the different teams down there. So, no, it's going to be a good experience. And obviously, he's one of my best friends, so it'll be fun.
We're right before the end of the first half of the season. And for the Winterhawks, it's been a pretty nice first half for such a young team. How have you been able to have such a successful first half of the season?
I think our team's just playing with confidence. We use our speed. We just work hard. And I think with the game system that Mike plays with, I think it's really easy for us to play our game, especially get wins.
Personally, for you, putting up some pretty big points offensively this season, it's your second year in the Western Hockey League. How have you been able to find the offensive creativity that has put you near the top of the WHL scoring charts?
I think it's a huge help for my line mates, Skyler and Keeg. So I think without them, I wouldn't have the success I've been having. But obviously, we just keep working together, and obviously, we're fine in the back of the net. So I think if we just keep doing that, we'll find success later.
The top prospects game coming up in January is a unique chance to play with other players that are highly thought of for next summer's NHL draft. What kind of focus do you have going into something like that?
I'm just going to play my game, try not to worry about it too much. And I think if I just play my game, people will see that I'm a good player. So I think just playing my game and obviously not thinking about it too much, it'll just have more success.
And then also going into the second half of the season, what do you think this Portland Winterhawks team is capable of with your drive down into the second half and towards the playoff picture?
Yeah, I think starting of the year, we're a young team, so not a lot of veteran presence. But now that we're going to the second half of the season, I think there's going to be a lot of veteran presence, as I said. But I think our team's just going to be playing with a lot more confidence. And I think we beat some of the top teams in the league, and I think that's going to be huge going forward.
Well, this is Cody Glass. Best of luck at the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game.
And thank you very much.
And that's the show this week. I want to thank all the guys for their help. Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge, Todd Vrooman in Portland, and Regan Bartel in Kelowna. Hey, I'm John Keane, and enjoy the holiday break.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.